Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on this air, introducing the show. You're such a wonderful grandson. I'm glad that you allowed us to be able to have you be able to introduce this show to our listening audience. And to the listening audience, hey, you're tuned in here to Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. You know, in our Friday show is our segment we do called Escaping the Matrix. Freedom is working from home. Yes, it is. Because, see, your home is supposed to be your castle. And, you know, it's supposed to be your domain. And with your domain, you should be able to have freedom within the context of your domain. But also, the more of us that do that, then we can have a better quality of life and freedom for more people on this earth. And when we talk about escaping the matrix, you know, it's important because there's a system that's put in place to take freedom away from you, freedom of thought, and have you mentally conditioned to doing things that are not in your best interest. Let's look at some of this morning, okay? You might not know it, but there's a secret covenant power to disenfranchise the rest of us as human beings. And what is this secret covenant? Let's look at some of the key points of it. An illusion it will be, so large, so vast, it will escape their perception. In other words, there's a lot of illusions that we live through, and it's so large, it's so vast, that it escapes most people's everyday perception. People doing things and don't even know why they're doing it. Those who will see it will be thought of as insane. That's key right there. It says those of us who understand the illusion and see how it's being perpetuated, when we share certain things with people, they're going to say, you crazy. You insane. You know, really, am I? Or are you insane for being, you know, suspect to the illusion? It says we will create separate fronts to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. In other words, the whole important part of this illusion is making sure that you do not see the connection. We'll behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. Okay, so there's some illusions that are being perpetuated, and they got people that's involved in it. And some people are knowing participants, and some people are unknowing participants, but the whole thing is to make you not suspect anything is going on. We will always stand above the relative field of the experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute. We will work together always and will remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks. Yes, we have been killed for revealing the secrecy of these secret societies that control the overall society. We will keep their lifespan short and their minds weak. We will, while pretending to do the opposite. Yes, you know, we got chemical death and all these toxins and stuff that's in the food, the air, and everything else. And, you know, on one hand, they talk about, you know, expanding our lifespan, but in reality, a lot of stuff that's being done, you know, is really to the detriment of our health and our well-being. We use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so they will never see what has happened. Again, it's all of this what I'm sharing, which is part of a secret covenant that is run on people in this society through such fronts as the Illuminati and these other secret societies that are designed to keep people spellbound, weak. It's done through the Illuminati. It's done through various religions to keep people from being able to think. We'll use soft metals, aging accelerators, and sedatives in food and water, also in the air. They will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their minds. We were promised to find a cure for our many fresh, yet we will feed them more poison. Talking about being able to find cures for stuff, but in the process, just give you something to make you sicker. The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouth. They will destroy their minds and reproductive systems. Look at how, what's going on today in terms of children being born with all kind of illnesses. And we see children that get diabetes and hypertension and high blood pressure and all these disorders at such an early age. I read an article not too long ago about a young girl, 3 years old, who went to the doctor. She had to get a root canal. What you doing needing a root canal at 3 years old? Process of getting a root canal. Something went wrong with the quote-unquote surgery. They poisoned her and it killed her at 3 years old because she, quote-unquote, needed a root canal. Another young lady who ended up brain dead because they wanted to do something about her tonsils, and then in the process, she started bleeding and had a hemorrhage in the brain, and then the family went through a big fight to have her body moved to another state so they wouldn't take her off the respirators because the hospital in California said she was brain dead and they couldn't be moved. So these things are actually happening. This is not something I'm just reading to you and making up stuff. For all this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceal this information. The poison will be hidden in everything that surrounds them and what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear. We must be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. In other words, they know that there's people that can peep this out, so they got to be very secretive and ingenious in doing this and using people. We will teach them that the poisons are good with fun images and musical tones. Yes, you know, music is used a lot to manipulate people and then, you know, to tell our vision. Fun images. Have you laughing at your own degradation? Those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poisons. We see this done through a lot of the entertainers and especially people in the music industry who have sided with the Illuminati and stuff. And, you know, we have people that are actual devil worshipers in the music industry. And through their music and whatever, they control young people's minds and even some old people's minds. They will use our products being used in film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them it's for their health. So they got these different things, and I mean, just think about the day where never had a time where it said in order to teach a child, you got to medicate a child. We will start early on when their minds are young. We will target their children with what children love most, sweet things. When their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. When their ability to learn has been effective, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and cause other disease for which we will create yet more medicine. We will render them domicile and weak before us by our power. They will grow depressed, slow, and obese, and when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. So we're living in a society where we're being contaminated constantly, constantly, constantly. You probably say, what's all this got to do with home-based business? Well, I'm going to get to that point in a minute as I go through some of these other things as part of the secret covenant. We'll focus their attention toward money and material goods so their many nerve connect with their inner self. We will distract them with fornication, external pleasures, and games so they may never be one with themselves at all. And this is very true. I mean, money, power, and sex is used to manipulate people and all kind of perverted sex and things that people are involved in, you know, in terms of external pleasures, true self. Their minds will belong to us and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We use fear as our weapon. See, fear is used as a weapon. People are so afraid for different things that they take inaction. It's the same when we talk about how to control your destiny. You know, a lot of times when I share with people about the ability to work from home, the fear factor keeps a lot of people from taking the necessary steps, you know, hey, because they've been told they have to have, quote, unquote, a job. I have to go work for somebody. We will establish their governments and establish opposites within. We will own both sides. This is playing people against one another. We will always hide our objectives but carry out our plan. Perform the labor for us and we shall prosper from their toil. Our families will never mix with theirs. Our blood must be pure always, for it is the way. You've heard of the Blue Bloods. See, these people in these secret societies, they know it's important that they don't want their families mixing with the everyday people. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. And we see that going on every day in the streets, people killing each other over foolishness. But who perpetuates the foolishness? We'll keep them separated from the oneness by dogma and religion. I could spend a whole show on how religion is used to control people and how most of the stuff that's going on in religion and most of the things that people are taught in religion are not true, don't even exist, just stuff that's made up, dogma, to keep people's minds twisted. We'll control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. And again, this is how religion works. It tells you what to think and how. We will guide them kindly and gently, letting them think they are guiding themselves. See, and people have been duped so bad to the point to their own degradation because they think that they're guiding themselves with these doctrines and these thought processes that they're told in church and other places. And they think that they're doing something good when they're really being mind controlled into doing something that's not in their best interest. We will form out animosity between them and through our factions. So we see the animosity. When you just take a look at some of the church groups, you have the Baptists don't want to talk to the Methodists. The Methodists don't want to talk to the Pentecostal. The Pentecostal don't want to talk to the Episcopalian. But yet all of them are supposed to believe in one God. All of them are supposed to believe in this mythological character called Jesus Christ. But yet they all want to fight one another, but they're all supposed to believe in the same thing. And again, like I said, you know, in these doctrines, people are taught things for mind control. When a light shall shine among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule or death, whichever suits us best. You know, it says when a light shines among them, we see, you know, when people who come into society and begin to uplift people, such as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and other folk who begin to help people become enlightened, they are either ridiculed or killed. We'll make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. And you see these kind of things happening in the news. A lot of times we try to, what's wrong with that person? Why is that person crazy? They must be delusional. Well, it's stuff that's put into society. They already told you they put poison in the water, the food, the air. You got to be real careful when you go to the hospital in terms of who you see as a doctor. You don't know whether they're really giving you medicine or whether they're giving you poison. We accomplish this by using hate as our ally and anger as our friend. You have so many people that hate one another. The hate will blind them totally and never shall they see that from their conflicts we emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. See, people have so much hate towards each other that they don't see where the real problem lies. They will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. We will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us, for they cannot see us. See, they will not see us. No, we don't see who the real perpetuators of this evil is, and because we don't see them, cannot see them. But if we see through the illusion, then we will see them. We continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. Who decides who goes to war? I mean, this is very interesting. Who decides who goes to war? We should repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and sounds. We use all the tools we have to accomplish this. The tools will be provided by their labor. In other words, we work towards our own destruction. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them, that we are all one. This they must never know. This is a key part of the secret covenant, to hide the divine truth. See, that's why they use religion and dogma, to keep us away from the divine truth, because once we understand the divine truth, we understand that we all are one. It says that this we must never know. They must never know that a man's color is an illusion. They must always think they are not equal. In other words, that's how they get to divide people by race, creed, and religion. But when we understand that we're all equal, then, you know, we will move in life differently. Drop by drop, we will advance our goal. We will take over the land, resources, and wealth to exercise total control over them. We will deceive them in accepting laws that will steal the little freedom they will have. We'll establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them and their children in debt. When they shall band together, we shall accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we shall own all the media. Again, mind control, massive mind control. That's why we have to escape this matrix. We use our media control, the flow of information, and their sentiment in our favor. When they should rise up against us, we will crush them like insects, for they are less than that. These people that's part of the secret covenant, they don't care about us, and they want to keep the divine truth from us so that we can understand that we all have, you know, that destiny is our birthright, that abundance belongs to all of us. They will be helpless to do anything, for they will have no weapons. See, the biggest weapon is the control of our minds. And once they understand you can control people's minds, then they will, you know, their body will follow. We recruit some of their own to carry out our plans. We will promise them eternal life, but eternal life they will never have, for they are not of us. The recruits will be called initiatives, and we will be indoctrinated to believe false rites of passage to higher realms. Members of these groups will think they are one with us, never knowing the truth. They must never learn this truth, for they will turn against us. In other words, they bring people in, and they get folk to think that they got a special deal and that they're part of some special group, only to be tricked. For their work, they will be rewarded with earthly things, and great never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel the stars. That means that people, you know, their whole thing is to keep us from having divine knowledge and divine wisdom. They will never reach the higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent attachments to the realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. See, enlightenment is something that we all have access to. The truth will be hidden in their face so close they will not be able to focus on it until it is too late. See, too often people, when we find out the truth, it's too late. Oh, yes, so grand illusion of freedom will be that they will never know they are our slaves. See, the new slavery today is this whole wage slavery, and especially now as we live and move towards the information age, Napoleon Hill says, especially when you give them definite a purpose. And so, you know, we be about what we think about and who's controlling our thoughts. When all is in place, the reality we have created for them will be our own. This reality will be their prison. They will live in self-delusion. There's so many people that's living in self-delusion. When our goal is accomplished, a new era of domination will begin. Their minds will be bound by their beliefs, the beliefs we have established from time immemorial. In other words, most things that we believe in, someone planted those beliefs and thoughts in our mind. Chairman Mao Zedong, who led the great Chinese Cultural Revolution and was able to kick the foreigners out of China, said this, where does ideas come from? Ideas come from society, from your social practice. So see, the things that society sets up, these laws, these rules that they're talking about, it breeds and it establishes ideas. You know, and again, ideas are thoughts. And the brain is the sending and receiving set, as Napoleon Hill says, in Think and Grow Rich. And so when you receive these negative thoughts and you embellish them and they become a part of your life, then what happens? You end up being controlled and you're caught in the matrix. But if they ever find out they are our equal, we shall perish then. This never know. In other words, when we find out that no man is greater than any other man or woman, for that matter, that we all are equal. See, in divine wisdom's eyesight, we all are equal. There's no one that's superior or inferior. And it says the thing is that we must never learn that. If they ever find out that together they can vanquish us, they will take action. Most important thing is, again, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. They must never, ever find out what we have done, for if they do, we shall have no place to run, for it will be easy to see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions will have revealed who we are, and they will hunt us down, and no person shall give us shelter. Again, it says, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is the secret covenant by which we should live the rest of our present and future lives, for this reality will transcend many generations and lifespans. This covenant is sealed by blood, our blood. We are the ones who from heaven to earth came.
That was
this whole secret covenant is designed to make sure that we do not tap into our divine selves. This covenant must never, ever be known to exist. It must never, ever be written or spoken, for it is the consciousness it will span will release the fury of the prime creator upon us and shall be cast to the depths from whence it came and remain there until the end of time of infinity itself. In other words, creator, in terms of divine consciousness and divine being, knows that we're all equal, and some people have used this and twisted knowledge to imprison other people. Now, as I said, you know, escaping the matrix, freedom is working from home. See, and when you have time to work from home, you have time, and when you have time to control your life, you have time to investigate. And when you investigate, you can find out information such as I shared with you this morning about this secret covenant that is used to keep people locked down. It's used through the Illuminati and other such secret organizations that are designed to imprison the minds of people. And why do you want to look at working from home? To be able to do, like I'm doing this morning, doing a radio show from home, conducting business when you want to do business from the comfort of your own home without having to get up, especially right now as we're going through this cold spell across the country. I fear for the people that have to get up there because they've been told that you got to get up, get in their car, and try to drive through 3 feet of snow because they got to get somewhere else they're going to get fired. And if they lose their job, then they don't have money to pay for their heat, don't have money to pay for their home, their dwelling, put food on the table, take care of their family, their children, all because someone created a matrix that says, you must do this. No, you don't have to. And for those of you that's looking to escape the matrix, hey, we have a great home-based business opportunity in one of the largest industries in the world, travel. Travel, $8 trillion industry. There's plenty of money involved in travel, and there's plenty of time freedom involved in travel. And the earth belongs to all of us, so why shouldn't we be able to go and see anywhere, see anything we want to be able to go see in the earth? You know, again, divine oneness said I gave dominion over the earth, which means we were put here to enjoy this beautiful place that we were created on. And so we should take advantage of it. And if you want to learn more about our home-based business opportunity, you can go to www.60secondmba.com/MU group. And when you go there, you'll see it's a set of videos. It's less than 15 minutes to watch all four, and at the end you can click a link that will let you get started in this wonderful home-based business, which also will help you be able to get around these crazy tax laws that the government created, because the home-based business is also a legally, morally, and ethically tax shelter that would allow you to reduce your tax liability, which is a whole nother issue, because they create these taxes for what? So they can have money to go create wars and do other kind of things. So if you want to be able to escape the matrix and get beyond working for someone else and begin to take some control over a certain aspect of your life so you can get total freedom and total mind freedom and total freedom of your existence, check us out, www.60secondmba.com/MU group. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi this morning here on Home 101. Sharing with you Home-Based Business 101, Escaping the Matrix. Freedom is Working from Home. And, again, go to the website, www.60secondmba.com/MU group. Join us again Sunday morning. Sunday morning, we do our regular Sunday morning show, The Gospel of Working from Home. Again, the purpose of this show is to show you how to get time freedom. That's the purpose of the shows that we do here on Home-Based Business 101. On Friday, we do this segment called Escaping the Matrix. Each Friday, we'll be sharing some information with you about how to escape the mind control that is being pushed on us and keeping us separate as people, having people hating one another, and killing one another when, again, if we understand the people that put that in motion, if we relinquish from the design that they put in motion and come together truly as God's people, or divine oneness people on this earth, there would be no wars. If we could have peace, we could have a whole different kind of earth. And with that said, I'm going to say, hey, I want to thank you again for tuning in this morning. And one last time, here is the website to go to again, www.60secondmba.com/MU group. And you go there, a set of videos that can help you with making an intelligent decision towards working from home and having a home-based business and help you escape the matrix and find time freedom by working from home. Till next time, you know, may divine oneness bless you, and I wish for you blessings without number, all good things without end. As our beginning was good, so shall our development throughout eternity be good. If we dare struggle, speak truth, and walk in the way of righteousness. Peace and blessings.